This episode brought to you by Kathy L. Wall State Farm Agency. Learn more at KathyLWall.com. And Tequila Comos, luxury tequila refined. Ask for it by name at Pogo's, Specs, or your favorite liquor store. And Stuart Arango Oral Surgery. Learn more at SAOralSurgeons.com. Welcome to the Bubble Lounge. I'm Martha Jackson. And last year, my son Blake started playing lacrosse, and my daughter was also a senior, and we knew a lot of the lacrosse players on the team. So Sean and I started going to all the varsity games, and I got to tell you, we were so impressed. If you don't know, Highland Park won the state championship last year against the Woodlands. It was absolutely a nail-biter of a game and such an incredible game to watch. Highland Park is shaping up to be the best team in the state of Texas in lacrosse. Not only does Highland Park have some of the most talented players, we now have one of the most successful lacrosse coaches in history. Today, joining me is Coach Mike Pressler. Coach Pressler has a very impressive background. He's coached everything from D1 through D3, USA, college, post-college, Premier Lacrosse League. He has literally done it all. And now he's coaching our boys at Highland Park on the road to repeat for the state championship. You are going to love this interview with Coach Pressler. Do you have a product or business you want to introduce to families in Highland Park? Then we want to work with you. With over 140,000 listeners and more than 200 episodes and a strong Instagram community, the Bubble Lounge podcast is the perfect way to connect with families in the Park Cities. Visit bubblelounge.net to learn more. Welcome to the show, Coach Pressler.
Thank you, Martha. Thrilled to be here.
This has been a long time coming, hasn't it?
I think over a year, as I remember.
It's all good. It's going to be worth the wait. I'm so excited to have you in here today. You tried to retire briefly in 2022 after your season with Bryant, and that lasted all of, 2 seconds? And you are anything but retired right now. Last week when you and I were texting, you were throwing out some of the things that you're working on, all very big projects. I probably don't even know all of them. Walk us through what all you're involved with right now.
Well, you know, obviously the HP, you know, high school program at the top. I also coach club lacrosse. That with the Texas Nationals, kind of partners with my old Duke captain, Hunter Henry, in town here. And then I'm also the head coach of the New York Atlas in the Professional Lacrosse League. And part of that duty is you're the general manager, too. So you have a salary cap. You have to deal with free agency. You have to deal with the draft. So there's so many things behind the scenes, especially at the pro level, that are above and beyond just the coaching piece. So we're working a lot harder, a lot more hours than I was as a college Division I coach. But I really, really enjoyed, you know, all the different hats.
Well, you'd have to, definitely. How on earth do you juggle all of this? Because I'm just a mom trying to do a podcast, driving to MoneyGram multiple times a week, and I feel overwhelmed. And I got to tell you, after hearing everything you're working on, I feel like a slacker. How do you make it all happen?
You got to be organized. You know, my wife and I, my wife Susan, is a great teammate. She does a lot of the clerical stuff for me. You know, she took care of, for example, we're going to Orlando with the HP team on Sunday. You know, we're taking the team to Top Golf, taking the team bowling, you know, doing some things away from the practice field. She handles stuff like that. So, you know, great teammate, great assistant coach, great secretary. And just, you know, we get up early and we're on the phone. We're on the email. We're on the text. You know, watching film. You know, we have a one-bedroom apartment on the Katy Trail. That's our life at Highland Park. That's home. And then every chance we can on the weekend or get a day or two, we actually have a ranch now in Meridian, Texas. So that's kind of home base. And you see, so you go from, you know, Mach 200 here in Dallas to like zero, like no people, like out in the middle of nowhere. We do have a tower. We do have internet. We can work from the ranch, but we're definitely off the grid.
Well, that sounds like the perfect escape to me. Well, I know you're no stranger to juggling many things. You were a starter for 4 years for both lacrosse and football, and you once said that you were better at football than lacrosse. So I just want to know, how did you go from being better at football to becoming one of the most successful lacrosse coaches in the country?
I really like playing football in high school and in college. I tried coaching football in college. I didn't really like coaching football. Football is a coach's game. Lacrosse is a player's game. And I really enjoy kind of the week process of getting your team ready to play, but for them to make decisions on their own on game day. In football, so much of it is choreographed by the coaches. So it was a different dynamic for me. And I knew right away when I was an assistant football coach at Hampton-Sydney College in Virginia, after one season there, that lacrosse was going to be, you know, the best option for me and the option that I really, really enjoyed more moving forward, you know, coaching college.
Well, something that you said about your wife just a little bit ago, that she was coordinating the Top Golf and some of the off the field things. I think things like that are so important and such a key part of building an actual team. You all are doing an incredible job of building a team. I mean, there's so many opportunities outside of practice to get together. It means the world to those boys. Tell me your philosophy on actual team building.
Well, first and foremost, we do a captain's meeting once a week. I take the captains out to lunch all over Snyder Plaza. And, great communication with our captains. We just do a lot of things with the guys as much as possible away from the practice field, whether it's, stuff via an exercise, a homework assignment. I'm a big homework assignment. You know, I'll give them a video on leadership. I'll have them watch the video and have them respond to me in their own words what they, take from that. So, big homework assignment a guy, especially in the off season, just keeping them connected. So, for example, today we were supposed to have a captain's practice at 4:00. The weather shut us out at MIS, and everybody's going to do a workout on their own. And so their homework assignment is tell me exactly where you're going and what your workout's going to be.
Right.
And they're on their honor. And as I pick up my phone, 34 of the 36 kids have texted me already what their individual workout is from 4 to 5 this afternoon on their own. So for me, it's, go back to the big picture here. It's the communication piece. You know, I'm constantly all day long in communication with our kids.
Right.
About like anything and everything from academics, to ill sickness, to injury, to the recruiting, to, lack of confidence, to building confidence, to where they are in the depth chart. So I think that's communication and just touching all the players in all those different areas is a big part of what we do.
Right, right. Well, you've coached every level, D1 through D3, USA, college, post-college, you've done it all. What made you come to this small little town and coach high schoolers, especially when some of them didn't have a lot of experience to begin with?
Well, there's two things. There's one, family first. My eldest daughter, Janet, moved down here 2 years ago, got married in Illinois. We have a house in Illinois where we're all from. And had our grandson 14 months ago. So that was a big deal. And neither of them are from here. So to come down and give them some family presence right here in Dallas was huge. And I've been coming down here for like the last 16 years.
Okay.
With a bunch of the Duke alums and Hunter Henry going on an annual hunting trip at his ranch in Coryell County. So really, really enjoyed our visits to Dallas. And so I think those two things had a huge piece. And then the Highland Park job came open, and it was like my wife and I, 40 years of doing this, a leap of faith, let's go. And, here we are.
I wanted to give a personal thank you to our good friend and show sponsor, Kathy L. Wall State Farm Agency. We have known Kathy for more than 15 years, and there is no person we trust more when it comes to insurance than Kathy L. Wall. Kathy is always available to help you find the right insurance for your family needs. Whether it's covering your home, auto, or providing a life insurance policy tailored to the unique needs of families in Highland Park. My family trusts Kathy with our insurance, and we hope you will too. Please visit KathyLWall.com to learn more and let her know that Martha from the Bubble Lounge sent you.
Ladies, in the whirlwind of your life here in the Park Cities, where you're always on the go, finding a moment to enjoy a drink with your friends can be rare. Yet it's in these precious moments that you truly deserve to indulge in something exceptional. Introducing Tequila Comos, the epitome of luxury, crafted uniquely for those who appreciate the finer things. Unlike other luxury tequilas, Comos is aged in French oak wine barrels, infusing it with exquisite taste and unparalleled smoothness. A luxury so refined that most women prefer to savor it from a wine glass, letting its subtle complexities dance across their palate, or include it in that perfect cocktail. So when that moment arrives, the one that's just for you and your friends, elevate it with Comos. Ask for it by name at Pogos, Specs, or your local liquor store. Remember, you've earned this moment. You've earned Comos.
Are you looking for oral surgeons with serious skill? Well, then you should visit our friends at Stuart and Arango. They have expertise in just about every type of oral surgery you can imagine. That means they offer full-scope oral, facial, and implant surgeries for both children and adults. And when I say skill, I mean it. They offer a TMJ, total joint replacement surgery, that only a handful of oral surgeons in America are able to perform. This knowledge comes from Doctors Arango and Stuart being trained by some of the most well-respected surgeons in the world. Together, Stuart and Arango have a thorough understanding of what it takes to achieve optimal facial aesthetics and the best results from dental implants. So want to experience a level of expertise that has won multiple Best in Big D awards for yourself? Come visit them. Stuart and Arango are conveniently located at Northwest Highway in Hillcrest. To learn more about them or book your appointment, visit sasurgeons.com. That's sasurgeons.com. Well, what's been the biggest adjustment to coming to Highland Park? I would imagine it's quite a bit different than all the other areas you've worked in.
Well, the thing, not being in the building coaching. So I only see the guys, the kids during practice. Or if I have, or, you know, I see them in Snyder Plaza. I'm not in the high school. In college, you see them in the weight room. You see them in the cafeteria. You see them going to class. You see him in study hall, you know, they drop by the office during the day, you know, you can shoot the breeze with them. You know, they're sitting there watching film, you know, in the conference room. So that was a big adjustment for me, not having as much contact with the players as I did in college. But one of the great things I've really enjoyed is just the impact that you can have on this age group, you know, the 14 to 18-year-old. I've really enjoyed that and, you know, kind of, you know, mentoring some of these guys, you know, getting involved with their lives, as I mentioned, away from the field, you know, academically, you know, what their career path, you know, dealing with them and family issues. You know, I've done a lot of that, a lot more of that because the families are right here. You know, our families in college are, so many of them are out of state. So there's been a lot of that stuff and just being here, you know, for the boys 24/7.
Right.
You know, we have a rule. When I text them, they respond immediately. But on the other hand, when they need me, I'm there immediately as well.
That's amazing. That's so great. Well, how do you approach working with high schoolers versus college guys?
I think the big thing, our theme was, it began a year ago, is that I wasn't going to tone it down. They were going to tone it up. So, you know, we have treated our players at Highland Park like Division I student athletes. We've held them to a very high standard in a very professional approach. And amazingly, they've responded for the most part. The discipline, the confidence, the accountability. You know, young men want to be held accountable. They want to. They want to be led. They want to lead. And just providing all those examples. And then when they reach these things in life, the confidence that they receive moving forward. And you know, I'm a huge, you know, you get these guys as young boys, you turn them loose as young men. And that's been our theme for a long, long time here.
Well, I can definitely tell. We had the captains on just a couple of weeks ago, and I was telling you before we started recording just how impressed we were with them. They had such confidence. You could tell that they just had very strong work ethics. They spoke the world of you. They absolutely love playing lacrosse and being a part of this program. And it really is a reflection of everything that you're doing there.
Yeah, it starts, you know, you filter it down through the, you know, like in the military, you know, you got the general and the colonels and the, all the way down to the sergeants and corporals and the infantry. And, you know, we have a really good hierarchy that way. And then our our assistant coaches. We have two new coaches on the staff this year that have been lights out. And I think what the players see is that we got great gel with the coaching staff. You know, Jacob Stover with the goalies, Taylor Claggett with the faceoff guys, Matt Dunn, who I hired from the PLL, is arguably the best defenseman on the planet. Spencer Parks played at Caroline, and Towson coaches with the Nationals. He's doing the offense. And so the kids, our kids today are so perceptive. And when they see the chemistry, you know, with the coaching staff, that filters down to the chemistry with the captains, to the seniors, all the way down to those two freshmen, Harrison Brown and Griffin Hamner.
Well, they spoke about them, and what really struck me is they said that, you know, even though they're freshmen, that they've become some of their best friends. Like, they don't give it a second thought that they're several years younger and less experienced and all that. They just completely embrace them.
They have been, and they don't, you know, there's no hazing, there's no, like, talking down to those kids. You know, and that was a problem, actually, when I got the job over a year ago. You know, there was, unbeknownst to me, there was a lot of class division.
Right.
And, you know, the sophomores hung with the sophomores, you know, the seniors with the seniors. We have erased every bit. You know, Ben Boyer is you know, taking the freshman home from MoneyGram. You know, we're making sure everybody's got rides. You know, those kind of things that have just kind of happened. And so it's truly been, you know, it's been, you know, it's 36 strong. It's been a team with zero division, zero bias at any level. And 36 guys really, you know, all have their oar in the water. You know, we all want the same thing. And we're all, you know, busting our tail to get there.
Well, that is quite an accomplishment, because I know that isn't necessarily how some of the other organizations operate. And that really speaks volumes about how you run the program.
Well, I think, too, just to add that, Arthur, is that we bring tremendous humility to our kids here. You know, I talk about it all the time, a great man is a humble man. And, you know, we don't talk about ourselves. You know, we don't beat our chests. You know, we don't, you know, it's not all about us. We're, you know, we're sitting in the background. Let everybody else talk about us. You know, let's just work on things that we can control. And being a great man, a humble man, being a gentleman, you know, we talk about that all the time. You know, you go to school, and I've seen this a couple times. Like, there'll be one of our guys will walk through a door, right? There'll be a person 30 feet behind him. He'll hold the door till that person goes through. You know, and I'm a huge, like, gentleman guy with our boys. You know, a scholar in the classroom, you know, a gentleman off the field, but on Saturday afternoon, nobody is more competitive than our kids. So we got to have all three.
Well, I love that. Well, I can confirm everything you're saying. I have a freshman that has been playing lacrosse for only a couple of years now, and he's constantly quoting things that you say. Now, Coach Pressler says this, and he's just such a man of integrity. His word is his word. You know, once you give your word, there's no backing down. And so he hears you loud and clear, and I love that.
Oh, it's nothing to... been the same theme for a bunch of different stops here, but the same theme for 40 years.
Well, we love hearing underdog stories here in the Bubble Lounge, and I wanted to ask you if you've ever had an instance of a player that maybe didn't quite have the skills that you would normally look for, but had just something special that you recognized within them that you felt like you could help turn around and turn them into an amazing lacrosse player.
There's a couple of those come to mind, but this is something I've said to our players in the past. Like, you know, any coach that says that they don't have favorites in a way is not telling the truth. And my favorites are hardly ever the stars. My favorites are the underdogs. My favorites are the guys who overcame adversity. Those are the guys that I root for. And, you know, we have one in particular, our 1997 co-captain at Duke, Tim Spino. Never saw the field in 4 years, elected captain by his peers, and being kind of a non-player on Saturday afternoon. And the job that he led, how he led that team from, you know, from the bench, from the locker room, off the field, was off the charts. And another thing, back to, you know, the loyalty piece we talk about, Tim Spino has been a major donor to every stop that the old coaches been in his entire career. And we have a bunch of those Duke guys that are HP donors as well.
I've heard you say that before. I mean, again, that speaks volumes for them to follow your career along the way and to be donors at each of your organizations you've been involved with. That is incredible.
Well, it's anything else, Martha. Like you want loyalty in life, you got to give it first. And a lot of you know, people talk about loyalty, and you know, we say this to the boys so many times: loyalty is lip service. You know, when they're loyal till things get hot. They're loyal till they face adversity. You know, when our crew, these Highland Park kids, when we face adversity, we meet it head on. And, you know, again, just part of, you know, building these high school young men into tremendous gentlemen, tremendous scholars, and very, very successful guys when they leave us.
Well, how do you inspire players to be their best, especially at the high school age, because you're getting them at a little bit of an awkward age when I always say, you know, the brain isn't fully developed. Sometimes the best choices aren't being made, best decisions aren't being made. How do you inspire this group of kids?
Well, I think you spend a lot of time as best you can really getting to know them individually. And I could tell you, 40 years of coaching, the old Newt Rockne days, the Vince Lombardi days, you know, of screaming at kids and putting them down. And those days are over with me. Are we tough on them? Yeah. Do we hold them accountable? Yeah. But, you know, there's some guys that you can jump their back and you're going to get a response. There's some guys you do that and they're going to, you know, they're just going to melt. And for you as a coach to use all your techniques, you got to know the young man you're dealing with here. And, you know, there's so many techniques you have as a coach to, you know, like for me at the end of the day, I'm always citing the last couple kids on the bench. Everybody knows that John Allen's a star. Everybody knows Wesley Allen, Wesley Iverson's a star. Quinn Gordon's a star. I don't need to acknowledge them. Those other guys, Bo Schembechler, one of my all-time mentors at University of Michigan, you coach the last five players on the roster harder than you coach the top five because you're coaching morale. And so you're always building up those other guys, and those are the guys we talked about before. In my world, have become my favorites over the years. Those guys who've overcome adversity, been too small, not fast enough, not strong enough, that somehow hung in there and persevered. And that's when I get like emotional about that. Those are the guys that are mean the most to me. In this profession.
Well, that just has to be so fulfilling for you to see them turn around and become better players and better men. It's just got to be a wonderful thing to observe. Hey, friends, if you love this episode or you're a fan of the Bubble Lounge podcast, follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just tap the follow button at the top of the screen if you're a fan of the Bubble Lounge. And even better, send me a text message with the word bubble to 469-757-2500. Just open your messages, type in my number 469-757-2500 with the message bubble. Once you send me a text, I will add you to our list and send you a text message whenever a new episode is published. So follow us on Apple Podcasts and make sure to send me a text so you'll never miss an episode. Okay, so I love talking to coaches. In fact, you're the second coach we've had in the studio just today because I love hearing their different techniques, like what you're talking about, and their different approaches and everything like that. But I was telling you before we started recording that I feel like you coaches, especially you, get a better version of our boys than we see at home. They respond a little bit better to the coaches versus the parents. And I just wanted to see if you have any tips for all the parents out there of how we can apply your coaching methods to our parenting?
That's a great question. I can remember back in the dark ages when I was that age, I didn't say anything to my parents either. So I don't think that's changed from the 70s to today. But, you know, this age group is just a tough code to crack. You know, we got kids in the team, I'd say one sentence and they're going to go on with a 15-minute answer. And then there's other guys that I get, no, sir. Yes, sir. Like, I can't, you know, and that's where, you know, you go to the text, you go to that, and then you force them to write it down. And I'm a huge believer in that. Force them to write it down because then it's there.
Right.
If they just say it, it's kind of in one ear and out one ear. But to answer your question, Martha, about parenting, you know, I had two Division I athletes, my daughters, a lacrosse player and a volleyball player. I know one thing with those two. If I tried to guide them one way, they were going another way. And so fortunately, their mother kind of took care of a lot of that. But that's a difficult – I mean, I don't really have an answer for our parents. I wish I did.
Well, so you were talking about your daughter playing two sports. You did as well. And in the meeting recently, you talked about how you feel like people should play multiple sports. You're really big on that. Talk to us a little bit about that, because it is hard to juggle it all and make it all happen. But why do you think they should play multiple sports?
There's so many different lessons you learn, you know, just on the men's side. You know, football is entirely different than lacrosse, entirely different than basketball, entirely different than soccer. And think for me, like, for a college recruiter, you know, one of the many boxes you look for is competitive spirit. And if a guy's playing lacrosse year round, you question, like, what's this, you know, it's a spring sport. And we talked about club before, club's club, we get that. But what are you doing all that other time? And so those football guys, for example, that come right to maybe basketball or right to lacrosse or football to lacrosse, the lessons they learn from that sport and our sport to the other sport are invaluable. A litany of lessons. And, you know, as a college recruiter, I mean, 95% of the Division I coaches out there, Division II, Division III, they want multi-sport athletes. You know, and there wasn't pro lacrosse till recently, but even the pros, you go back to the best pros, you know, all state in football in high school. You know, all district in basketball. You know, so I just think that part of it too. Great competitors want to compete year round, and the only way you do that is play multi sports.
Right, right. That's an excellent point. Well, you were just mentioned recruiting, and like I said, we went to the recruiting meeting the other night. And I was very fascinated with the whole process. Can you talk to us about that process?
Sure. It's I think, as I mentioned in the meeting, there's a lot of myth out there,
right.
Untrue, that, you know, parents get together and start talking. And I've heard a lot of it now being here a year and a half. It's so untrue.
Right.
You know, people get caught up, like, in the social media, the recruiting. That, like, for example, that is nonsense. There's not one college coach that pays one iota to any social media.
Is that right?
Totally. And unlike, like, football in basketball, you have the 4 stars, the 5 stars, you know, all these rankings. You know, inside lacrosse, ranking these guys, whether it was a 3-star, has nothing to do with the college coach's decision. Because, you know, the college coach now is not only recruiting the kid, he's going to invest scholarship money in him, university funding in him. And so he wants to see this young man and know this young man really, really well before that offer is presented. So some website guy is not going to give zero tangible information to the college coach in that process whatsoever. And then I think for a lot of parents, I think I said this at the meeting too, Martha, is that if there's a young man with so much social media, that's a turnoff
right.
to the college coaches.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't want, it's a team sport. There's 45 guys, there's one white ball out there, and not everybody can touch it. So to be a great player at the college level, you got to be a great teammate. And by demonstrating like this mass amount of social media, you're not painting, in my opinion, the appropriate picture that you want to present to the college coach. And, you know, and the other thing, I've said this to some of our parents too. Some of these, you know, parents that go to these events are crazy. They're crazy, right? And all of a sudden, there's Lars Tiffany, their Virginia coach, and he's looking at somebody's son. That's his parents? I'm serious. And all of a sudden, he'll list, nope, we're not going there on the pad. And it's my job to be so upfront and direct and honest with our HP parents. And I've really enjoyed that part of it too, being the agent on the other side. And we work as hard recruiting for our kids, whether it's Division I, Division II, or division. I could care less. It's college lacrosse. You know, to play club lacrosse, which is fine at Texas or Georgia or Clemson, I can't help you with that. Now, that's good, great, but it's Division I, II, or III that I can help you with.
Well, that's what I was so impressed with at the parent meeting the other night. Just everything that you were talking about, just the links that you go to get the boys in front of these coaches, and the phone calls that you make, and just you're able to really get them in front of some excellent choices there.
And just, you know, just so proud to see that. And then the other thing, too, is the academic fit. You know, that, you know, we're using our sport. Like, I never would have got into Washington Elite. No way. Not my own. No way. And to use the sport to maybe get you in somewhere, you know, academically and admissions-wise, where just based on your transcript and ACT, that's not happening. That's huge.
Well, you all have some really big games coming up, right?
Oh, we have Murderer's Row here. we go to spring break. We play Tabor Tuesday. IMG is like, you know, I said, like Culver's, like playing the Russians. IMG is like playing the Russians. You know, they got 21-year-olds out there. PGs. Oh, yeah. Men. and then we play Exeter on Friday. Fly back. Give them the weekend off. And then a week from next Friday, we play Landon at home, Severn at home Tuesday, and then Torrey Pines, the only team that beat us a year ago, is coming back to Highlander.
Oh, wow.
So we have, you know, six, you know, three, two teams from New England, IMG from Florida, D.C., Eastern Maryland, and obviously Southern California. So, and that's kind of the end of that kind of non-out-of-state, non-league play. And then once we come back after that, here we go. It's Texas lacrosse to the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the fans have been doing an excellent job of coming out in support. I've been so impressed and so excited. And I just want to reiterate, guys, please keep coming to the games. Every time that guys come on the show, the captains, they tell us how important it is to have you out in those stands cheering them on. They absolutely love the energy. It means the world to them. So please keep coming to the game. And for information on the schedule, where can they visit?
Go to the website.
It's HighlandParkLacrosse.org. So I'll include that in the show links. But this has been just wonderful talking to you. It was definitely worth the wait. And I appreciate you so much for being here. I appreciate you, all the things you're doing for our boys, and for being a part of our program at Highland Park.
My pleasure, Martha. As I say every day and every text I send to these guys, at the beginning, it says, gentlemen, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And then the last two words, go Scots.
That's wonderful. I love it. Well, thank you again. And that's been another episode of the Bubble Lounge. I'm Martha Jackson, and we'll catch you next time.